Ephesians chapter 4. As we go into another year here, we're already in it, but we always, this period of time is always a time we look back on the year before us. Last year, 2020, we don't really want to do that too much, everything that happened, but what about the future as well? This is a time we also look to the future, and we don't know the future, of course. Only the Lord knows the future. But as we think about going forward as a church here, what are the things that we should be focused on? And what should it look like here in our church? What direction do we have? There's a number of different passages that give us direction about where we should go. And this is one of them, an important one. And so I want to spend a few moments looking at that. But Ephesians 4, and look at verse 11. It says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Especially verse number 12 is what we're going to look at. And I think as we think about the church, our church in general, any church really, what do we need to be in the future? Well, we need to be a church where believers are built up. We need to be a church where believers are built up. And that's the idea of that word edifying here. That's a key word, edifying. What does that mean? It means building up. And it has the reference here of building up the body of Christ. Of course, that is another term for the church, the body of Christ. And what we need to be focused on, among other things, yes, not the only thing, but it's a key concept here, is building up the body of Christ, building up believers. And so building a body here. maybe we have some bodybuilders here this morning. You don't have to raise your hands if you are. We can tell. No, just kidding. But you know, you're working on your body sometimes. Maybe lifting weights, strengthening the muscles, building up the body that way. That you, maybe these people have diets they're on, and sort of a process of time. You know, if you're a bodybuilder, it's something that you're always kind of working on. You're changing your lifestyle. You're exercising, doing all these different things. You're just continually doing the bodybuilding. And same is true in the church. There's a continual bodybuilding that needs to be taking place, and we need to be building up believers. Of course, it's not about body size for the church. Maybe for a bodybuilder, he might be trying to, you know, get his biceps to be a certain amount of inches around, you know, and trying to increase the size there. But we're not necessarily concerned about the size. The size is not the main point of it, but rather growing in faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, especially as verse 13 tells us. But we see a process here in this verse. And as we think about building up here and building, another metaphor in the scripture for the church is a building, you know, building a building. And back in Ephesians chapter 2, we're reminded that there is a foundation for that building. Building requires a foundation. Back in Ephesians 2, verse 20, verse 19, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So there's the idea of a building. Building up believers, it requires a foundation. You know, believers in our church and local church, they need to have a foundation. We trust that those that claim to be believers have that, that they are ones who have put their faith in Christ. They've laid that foundation through Jesus Christ and His Word. And then there's a building upon that. So building requires a foundation. But then in this verse it says that there's a perfecting. Building requires a perfecting or equipping, the word means, for the perfecting of the saints. The word perfecting here is a word, you know, to us it sounds like sinless perfection. There are those that teach that that's possible, you know, that you can get to a point where you're above sin and everything, and but that's not what it's talking about. And the scripture, I don't believe, teaches that. We still struggle with our flesh. And the word here really has the idea of equipping or training, outfitting, making somebody adequate or sufficient for something. If you decide that you're going to go play golf, do we have any golfers here? All right, some back there maybe. If you decide you're going to go play golf, well, if the rest of you decide that, you're going to need to be perfected to go and play golf. And what that means is you're going to need to be equipped. You're going to need to get some golf clubs. You're going to need to probably get the maybe the shoes they wear and the glove. You need to have that on and maybe get some lessons to work on your swing and everything. You're not ready, most of you anyway, except for the people back in the corner. You're not ready to go out and play golf, so you need to be equipped. Or if you're going hunting, same thing. You're going to need to be equipped. You got to be outfitted to do that, to have the right clothes and to have your orange hat and everything you need, orange vest and your gun and everything. You got to be equipped. That's the idea of this word. Building up requires equipping. And God has given certain ones in the church to equip others. Verse 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And all those offices kind of go together, I think, related to the ministry of God's word. It seems that those offices are directly connected to that. 1 Corinthians 14 seems to allude to that, I think, where it says in verse 3, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification. That's the word we're dealing with here, building up, edifying, an exhortation and comfort. So there's an equipping here that needs to happen. And then we see here that building requires serving believers. There's the work of the ministry. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. And that all leads up to the edifying of the body of Christ. But it requires the work of the ministry. The original here does not have the article, the word the, before ministry. You know, we would think, if we were just reading that, the work of the ministry, that sounds like something like being a pastor, or, you know, somebody says, I'm going to go into the ministry. I'm going to go train for the ministry. They're thinking, okay, that person wants to be a missionary. They want to be a pastor, an evangelist, or something like that. But this word is really just general. There's actually no the in the original. It's just for the work of ministry in general. And that word ministry in the Bible is very broad. There's all kinds of different ministries. It's not just one thing. It just means helping, serving. Many different ways that believers can be involved in that. There may be comforting the sick and the sorrowing. Maybe teaching. It may be evangelizing. Maybe cleaning. Maybe giving out tracts, calling. Many, many different ministries. And building up believers requires believers, saints, to be involved in ministries. and to be equipped for those things. And it really, this verse really gives us the reminder that there needs to be a willingness for participation. The saints need to have that attitude of being willing to participate and to serve. You know, oftentimes I think it's easy to fall into the spectator mindset in a church, our church or any church, where, you know, people are just more or less spectators and observing things that everybody else is doing. And, you know, the goal really is for participation in ministry in some way. There's all different ways to be able to be involved in building up other people, building up believers, edifying the body of Christ. And there's also an attitude I think we need to have as we look at some other passages that have to do with edifying and what that means. I'll just share two of them here. Romans chapter 14, verse 19 says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." And then in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1, Paul says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth." And in both of those passages, the Apostle Paul is dealing with issues that are kind of gray areas where Christians are going to have differences and where the Bible doesn't specifically speak on certain issues. And 1 Corinthians 8 and Romans 14, those are both passages that deal with those areas of Christian liberty is what it's talking about. And the attitudes that need to go along with that are charity, love, and peace. Paul says, you know, follow after things that make for peace. And in that context, that's how we're going to be able to build up one another and love one another and show concern and care and think about what's best for other people. And that attitude also goes along with this whole idea. And so then you come to the ultimate goal here for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's, I think, really what we need to think about in the coming year, one of the things. And we need to see that it's all of our jobs. You know, just always need to emphasize the importance of participation of everybody, of every believer, thinking, all right, in what way can I build up other believers? When I come to church, how can I build up another person? How can I edify another person when I'm here? Or even when you're not here, how can I still do something to serve, to communicate in some way, to build up the believers here in our local church? And just an important concept, and just one of those things that we really need to go over a lot. We tend to kind of lose focus and forget what we're supposed to be doing as a church. But this is certainly one thing that's very important as we think of what we're supposed to do, building up believers, building up the body of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us as a local church here to be a church that's pleasing to you. Help us in the coming year, if you would tarry, to improve on ways that each one of us can be equipped, can be made adequate to build up other people. And help us to look for ways that we can do that and have that mindset and attitude as we come together, as we think about our brothers and sisters here. We just pray that you would give us opportunities for this and change our way of thinking to be more in line with your word. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we'll take some prayer requests here and praises. Again, I've mentioned Ron. Fell off the ladder. Anything you want to add to that? Okay, pray that nothing's broken. He may have sprained his back, he said.
And scraped his back.
Scraped his back. All right, so, and his hip is bothering him as well, so just pray for Ron as he had this fall yesterday. Okay, and then also mention prayer for my cousins, Ashley and Nikki. They live up in Ashtabula County in Ohio. They're having surgery this Tuesday. My one cousin is donating a kidney to her sister, her younger sister. And so that surgery is going to happen this Tuesday. Pray for them. Okay, any other prayer requests this morning? Other praises or prayer requests? Yes, Barb.
My friend's son is going to be on duty at the state house. He's a state highway patrol. So just prayer for him.
Okay, for Colton Stanley, he's going to be on duty at the State House
all this week.
All this week. That's a son of Barb's friend. And then also reminds us of everything going on this week with the inauguration on Wednesday, I believe. And I think there's a lot of rumors about things really all over the country and in various places. So just pray for our country, especially. Okay. Anybody else this morning? Other praises, prayer requests? Yes, Pastor Gossett.
I wonder if Shirley could give us an update on the brother.
He's still doing okay. I took out COVID. He was out of the COVID unit in a room. And the last I heard from him, he's doing okay. He's still not found a date to come home. I thought he was going to get him home this last week.
All right, Shirley's brother, he's not out of the hospital yet. He is out of the COVID unit. So pray for his recovery. He'd be able to come home soon. That's Shirley's brother, Mac Hay, Ira Hay. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else this morning? Other prayer requests or praises? Any unspoken requests? Yes, Rhonda with unspoken. Okay, Becky and Shirley with an unspoken as well. All right, and we want to continue to pray for Randy Wilkins' family as his mother passed away. The funeral was this past Monday. So just pray for comfort for the family. And anything else? Yes, Mr. Renard?
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with Ed Jones. I was talking to his wife because he wasn't there. And she told me that he was having trouble with his knee. I guess he had knee surgery years back, and it's starting to give me trouble. Of everything else he's been going with, he's been having trouble with his knee.
Okay, Ed Jones, facing some knee issues. Pray for him. Also, pray for Steve Lewis and his recovery. I think he's doing all right, but still it's kind of a long process with that knee replacement. And so, just thought of something, but it slipped my mind. Anything else? Okay, praise to have Michael go down to Sunday school. Yeah. Michael went down to Sunday school. He overcame his fear, I guess. All right. And also for Gideon Cost, he had an injury at home last Sunday and had to go to the ER. It was over his spine, a pretty deep wound there, and he got, I think, several stitches inside the wound and several stitches outside there. So pray for his recovery. He was doing okay when I talked to his dad earlier this week, but pray for them. And then Dan is sick. They've had some sickness going around in their house. So pray for them. That's Dan Cost. And pray for everyone that's had sickness. We've had some in our house. We had Lillian, she's kind of struggled with sickness this week. And she even got COVID test this week, but it was negative. So that's a praise. And she's doing better. Anything else? Yes, Stephanie.
Well, my mom, she's doing better, and she still has some small seizures, and the medicine she's on is just making her really tired. So hopefully they can find a different medicine and work better with her.
All right. Stephanie's mom, Bonnie, we've been praying for her with these seizures. She's on a medication. It's making her really tired. And just pray about maybe a different medication. But she is doing better with the seizures. Okay, seizures aren't as bad and not as often right now. So that's a praise. Okay, anyone else? All right. Well, let's go ahead and divide up. And the way we'll do it here this morning, I'm going to have the teens go downstairs into my office. And we'll have the men out here and the ladies over here in the room on the side. So let's go ahead and divide up, and we'll pray here until the bell rings.